Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Please allow me to share with you some important information concerning the church and the current public health situation. The current pandemic is prompting governmental officials to continue to announce measures to limit social interaction and contact. As of now, the state of North Carolina is limiting assemblies, groups, and meetings to 100 people, including churches, by executive order of the governor of the state. Some counties are imposing stricter guidelines. The federal task force has requested that groups be limited to no more than 10. Many states, including North Carolina, has now ordered restaurants to cease from serving customers inside and only permit takeout and delivery service. People are asked to work at home if possible, and many others are finding themselves out of work or business because of these restrictions. Some cities have ordered and are considering ordering citizens to shelter in place and not leave their homes except for necessities. The federal government is in the process of putting together financial aid packages to help everyone affected by the measures being taken to stop the spread of the virus, including sending money to those who have lost their income and others as a result of complying with governmental directives. The situation is fluid, with guidelines and restrictions changing as more information becomes available about the current state and spread of the infection. I am and will be communicating with all of you, connected with our Christian community, to keep you informed about what we as a church will and should do in the face of all the things that are happening or going on. I have been informed that the Union County Crusade, which was scheduled to come to us the week of March the 29th, has been canceled. Moderator Clyburn and I discussed the meeting of the Zion Woman's Auxiliary to be held this coming Saturday, and I informed him that we will honor our commitment to host it as long as the attendees don't exceed the current permitted guideline of 100. There is no other change in anything else scheduled to come to Flag Branch. There is a strong possibility we may be faced with further restrictions in the future that will prevent us from meeting publicly together. Furthermore, these measures may remain in place much longer than anyone currently anticipates, and the economic effects could be severe and deep. We need to prepare for that or any possibility. I will be providing more information in the future on some steps we can take in order to continue to function as a church, even if we are temporarily unable to meet in person. The first step is for all members and friends in our community and fellowship to have an email address that you can access on file with the church to serve as a primary point of online contact. Through your email address, we will build a digital online church community, which will enable us to stay together and carry on the work of the church now and after this pandemic is over. Encourage and help everyone who doesn't have our church app to place it on their smartphones. It is a convenient tool that helps to bring all aspects of the digital church together in one place. As I said Sunday, we have no need to fear, because God is with us and has a plan for us, even in the midst of all of this. Until next time, blessings.